It's no easy target. It's a topology. It's quite challenging. Well, it's not just telecom, of course. There's a number of companies here in Papua New Guinea that are investing heavily in infrastructure. But from telecom's perspective, as the state-owned company responsible for a lot of the broadband network and wholesale intranet and internet across the country, we are investing on a brand new transmission network right across the country, basically using wireless technology as opposed to fibre. In the main commercial areas, big villages, big towns, we're putting fibre in the ground. But in the more remote areas, we're using wireless technology. So that's how we're going to achieve it. And there are plans and the investments are approved to do that. And that's what we're on about.
So in theory, if you hit the target date at some point in 2017, even if you're in one of the more remote parts of Papua New Guinea up there in the highlands, if you've got a mobile phone, you should be able to access the internet. Is that the aim?
That's right. Today, with mobile phone coverage, it can reach about 90% of the population, but that's predominantly 2G. So with the upgrade to 3 and 4G in areas and some funding from some NGO banks upgrading some of the infrastructure in those remote areas where there's only 2G available today, certainly by the end of 2017, all of those sites will be 3G as a minimum. And, of course, that's what gets people access to the internet. 2G is really still about voice and text. 3G gives you access to the internet, and 4G obviously gives you a whole new experience. So that's taking place. On top of that, there's a Black Spots program, which both ourselves, B-Mobile and Digicel are all participating in, where there are areas across the country that don't have any access to wireless technology. Because I use wireless rather than mobile simply because it's not just mobile technology that will deliver the 4G. You know, you can do it with Wi-Fi, you can do it with other technologies, even simple VSATs as they call them. So the upgrading of the mobile networks to get people that 90% coverage to get to 3 and 4G is well underway, and the Black Spot program's well underway. And, of course, telecom being in part also a transmission business, we're providing the backhaul or the infrastructure to enable those towers and that wireless infrastructure across the country. Once people start, you know, using more capacity on the network, that the transmission network can carry that traffic in and around the country and, of course, internationally.
Presumably, reaching the more difficult parts to reach in Papua New Guinea will be an expensive business. So therefore, what will consumers have to pay? Will those living in the more remote parts perhaps have to pay proportionately more?
No. It's universal pricing across the country. And all the three operators have that policy. So it doesn't matter where you are. If you've got a 4G service or a 3G service, you don't pay any more for that service than if you're in Moresby or Lae or Madang and so on.
And you mentioned the other companies that are involved in the rollout, as it were, and you've been quoted as saying you're not afraid of competition. I mean, would you expect the market to become even more competitive once the infrastructure is in place?
Well, the policy settings of the government is that they do want to invite more operators as opposed to networks into the country. There are essentially two networks. There's two mobile networks and there's one fixed line network. And the government-owned networks, the mobile and the fixed line, the policy settings of the government is ultimately that more operators can enter the market and use that infrastructure to deliver services that may not be delivered by the three players today or new services. So what competition is doing is, and it's a cultural thing we're trying to drive in telecom, because it once was a state-owned monopoly and, you know, where it set the price, now it has to match the price. So it does drive behaviour change, it does drive skills change, it does drive, you know, innovation in technology and solutions. So I think it's important for me as the CEO of of the state-owned businesses is to really communicate to our staff that, you know, don't be afraid of competition, because in effect, consumer demand goes up, not down, and if we're successful in it, our business will be successful and we'll all participate in the benefits of that, both as employees, shareholders, and obviously consumers.